Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Did you see all the stink about the in memory segment that they have there at the Oscars, that they left out like a bunch of people?
Yeah, I
like,
did
big
see.
Big names like Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah.
Bridget Bardot. Malcolm Jamal Warner is more TV, so I kind of get that one. But Robert Carradine from Revenge of the Nerds was not in there.
I know, yeah.
James Vanderbeek wasn't
James
in there.
Vanderbeek.
Well, isn't it James only for the freaking Vanderbeek?
Well, people he's been in movies, so.
No, but isn't it the people
the
that passed away the year before?
I know,
and
but
they
it's
both
James
passed
Vanderbeek.
Away.
Oh, you're right.
It's so recent, though. I still would have put him in.
Oh, he's, and James Vader, that's a huge name.
It
like
is.
That,
I mean,
it
Varsity
is.
Blues is one of the best movies ever made.
And every year there's a stink about this. But this year specifically, I'm like, okay, we've got a reason to get worked up about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty
it,
fired
know?
Up.
Yeah,
James Vanderbeek, for God's sakes.
Same.
I don't know. Some intern over there screwed up. Forgot some people. How about this? The comeback of vinyl records hit a new milestone last year. The recording industry of America says it surpassed $1 billion in sales last year for the first time since 1983.
I'm kind of into this. And, Jerry, you've made a big deal about having physical media again. And I really like that because now everything is just essentially rented. You know, we rent the music if we pay for Apple Music or Netflix or whatever. I like being able to have a physical copy. My younger sister is obsessed with buying vinyl records.
Yeah,
and I love that.
She's contributed to this $1 billion.
I didn't know this.
I love that for vinyl.
They're not just the black disc. Like, they have like different colored ones, multicolored.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's all these different. Well, okay, look,
man.
I grew up in the age of iPods and iPhones.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry.
And vinyl's a neat.
I love it.
It really is a great
medium. Hey, it's new to you.
95, Jeremy.
Oh, 95. All right. I got some Jer on sports. Dudes, get ready to grab yourself. It's really no secret. This pops up every year, though, that March is one of the busiest seasons for vasectomies. And it's usually right in the middle of the NCAA basketball tournaments. And, you know, clinics, urology clinics all around the country kind of promote it. You got a couple days to lay low. You're not doing anything. You're just laying around watching sports ball. So you might as well go in and get snipped. It is officially vasectomy season. They say a lot of these clinics have increases of about 10 to 50% in these procedures. That's a wide swath, actually. But if you're on the upper end, you're making some bank if you're a urologist.
Yeah, well, and didn't they say that it's even less and less invasive now, so you guys don't really have to take all that time off?
Like, well, I will tell you,
right?
Like, I went in.
Should we spread the word about that?
They had to do mine twice because it grew back.
Shut your face, Jeremy.
I'm going to probably have to go check it out again.
Oh, you wish.
The thing with me, too, is like they went in with the needle, and the needle kept bending. Like, it couldn't, it wouldn't break
not.
The skin. It was like, murring. Every needle they went in to numb me,
like
turned
it
in,
fought back.
It turned into the letter L.
Why did you ask
it was
this,
like,
Katie?
It told that needle, come at me, bruh.
And I think the weirdest part, though, was when I was getting that done, the doctor leaning over and kissing me on my neck. And I don't know if that's part of
it's
it.
All it's almost over.
I
sweet
was
nothings.
Kind of into it, I guess. But
was my worst
Tuesday. I don't know. The procedure, I will fully be honest with you right now, I think it was... Was it the same day or the next day I went out and test drove cars?
Yeah. Because
I was looking for a new car.
Yeah.
I was looking for a sports car at the time. It was a Mustang. I went out and drove a couple Mustangs right after I got my area snipped.
Well, that's as manly
not
as
and
you
then,
can be.
Like. And, well, then, like right after that, I went and rode a unicycle and I went horseback riding.
Look at
like
you.
2 days later.
Ooh, ow, horseback. Ooh, ouch.
You are such a liar.
Good for you. No, that's all the truth. What do
it's
you mean?
You're
truth.
Just proving my point. That
we
means you can get right back at it.
Day-long horseback ride.
Back on the horse.
No
he
need.
Got right back
okay,
on the horse.
Truth be told, the serious Jer here.
Okay.
Ladies, don't let your guys, you know, weasel out of 3-4 days of helping out around the house.
Not needed.
Because truly,
yeah.
I honestly don't remember even icing myself, and within a day, it was like, okay. The incision is... I mean, it's like 12 inches. No, it's tiny. The incision is tiny on you.
That bounce back
and they
time
pull everything
nothing.
Out that they need, and then they get it done, and they shove it back in and send you on your way.
Yes. Like
take that. Some Advil and relax.
You're fine.
I was fine.
You don't need to take the whole tourney off.
The most unsettling part about it was the smoke and the smell. Because you hear them, like, I had mine tied, cauterized, sealed shut, super glued. I was like, please make sure these things don't come apart.
Hold up. They
but they,
solder
they
it?
Cauterize it. They cauterize it. They tied
they
it and cauterized it.
They
so
they don't
so you hear the sizzle.
Like,
you hear
wait.
The sizzle and the smell. I mean, this it's a medical procedure.
Burned skin smells disgusting, too.
But it was like, that's got a different smell to it.
I'm so
why are you making
a
face?
I just am so grossed
out. Oh, it's
out.
Not that. You guys have babies and
C-sections.
You do epic things.
No, the smell
I had one little
skin.
Tube pulled out, and I could smell it.
Yeah, I don't like the smell part. You could have omitted that whole part of it.
And you look down when you're done, and they've got the little sections that they cut out, and they lay in there on the table. Huh. You know what the other worst part about it was? Not the neck kissing and all that,
yeah.
But the pregame beforehand, because they gave me a shot to kind of make me kind of loopy.
Yeah.
Like, do you want the shot? I was like, please give me the shot. And then while they're sitting there talking to you, it's the whole, so what do you do?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like the dentist.
Oh, no.
With your mouth open.
And I gave them the real information. Sometimes I lie about that stuff.
I'm like,
I'm on the radio. Oh, I listened to that show.
While they've got your
while they're groping me
in your in their
and
hands.
Kissing my neck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Quit making it weird, Doc.
Eye contact.
Oh, goodness.
He was looking at me in the eyes while he was doing it. I was like, shouldn't you be looking at what you're doing?
He's just attentive.
Yeah, look at the huevos. What are you talking about? The eyes. Eye contact.
That was Jaron Sports. That went way off track.
Yeah.
Do we just want to dive into the local stuff?
Just dive into the local
stuff. Okay,
right.
Well, yeah, because those crosswalk signs in Denver were hacked.
This I didn't know.
Yeah, over the weekend. So these were along Colfax at Washington and then Pearl Street. People would press the button and the crosswalk would say some naughty things, and they were not so nice about President Trump. Yeah, but again, the things that they said weren't important, but what had happened was these crosswalk buttons, they were newly installed, and they even still had the bag over them.
Yeah.
And apparently the story says they're factory settings that included a default password that we now know have learned is easy to find online.
0-1-2-0-0-5.
And so easy for people to find. So that's what happened, is people saw these crosswalks with the bagged on it, probably Googled it, saw that the password was right there for them. They hacked
I love this
into
story.
It and changed the greeting. Now,
I had no idea you could hack these, because if you're not
same.
Familiar, a lot of these go walk,
yes.
Walk,
same.
Walk, walk,
yes.
And you can program them. We got to get into these and be like, JKJ in the morning, JKJ in the morning.
Apparently you can program it to say whatever you want it to say. And the funny thing is even though it was like calling out our president and saying some very naughty words, it was still telling people to walk. So
oh, good.
It
walk.
Was still
job.
Doing our, its job.
Walk. And also,
we need to get in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Pee-pee ding ding.
Yeah.
Pee-pee ding ding.
Exactly. Ding ding. Who knows what we could do? But they have since
so much
been
fun.
Fixed. But people posted videos online all over, obviously. So it went viral. And then it happened, I think, in Seattle as well. So it's not the first time that this has happened. People
you
apparently
hack anything.
Have been hacking
anything.
These crosswalk signs.
Did you see the other thing that was hacked recently was a pregnancy test? And some of them have the digital displays now that tell you if you're pregnant or not. Some hackers got some computer chips or whatever.
No.
Rewired the little screen on a pregnancy test, and they were able to play Doom on there, the old school video game Doom. So you had Doom playing on a pregnancy test on the little teeny tiny screen.
And what would you do as a person who just found out you're like, what am I having? Oh, my goodness.
I'm having a little demon.
No, no.
No. Yeah, you can hack anything
right
now.
That is just wild. Okay. What do you want to hear about the OnlyFans finder? This is hilarious.
No,
nah,
we've
right?
talked about that.
Okay, let's move on.
Do Greeley.
To the Greeley Stampede, because they announced the acts for the free concert stage.
Yeah.
So we heard about Greeley Stampede and some of the artists like Nelly coming to town already. That's for the ticketed cost. This is for the free concert stage. So as long as you pay to get in the Greeley Stampede, this will be free for you. So run in June 24th through the 4th of July. You can see acts like Everclear.
They're yay! Still alive?
That's what I said, Jerry.
Everclear's
yes,
still alive?
You can see Everclear take that stage along with Aaron Walker and Joe Nichols. So some country
acts
for you, too. I do like Joe Nichols.
It's like 8
and
for
again,
4.
Yeah, those are not going to cost you. So we love that about the Greeley Stampede and their free stage this year happening up there in Greeley. So, yeah,